earth, and sky.
I don't know of a single scientist that's not having an emotional reaction to losing their study systems.
You're listening to biologist Camille Parmesan of the University of Texas at Austin.
You know, some of these people have been studying a particular reef or a particular bird or a particular mammal for 40 or 50 years. And to start seeing it die off is a very hard thing.
She's talking about climate change, and she spoke of a reef she studied for the past 7 years, now changing due to rising ocean temperatures.
It's gotten to be so depressing that I'm not sure I'm going to go back to this particular site again, because it's like I know I'm just going to see more and more of it dead and bleached and covered with brown algae, and it's really quite depressing.
She said her most important message is the need to curb carbon emissions now.
There's not some techno fix in the future that'll make everything better again. It's not like one silver bullet. We need to not wait until we already have enormous impacts and people go, oh, gee, I guess we should be doing something. If we wait till then, it's going to be too late.
You've been listening to biologist Camille Parmesan, and I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.